This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Charlie writes, Evan and Hoff love the pod. Sean Manaea missing the first few weeks. Not the end of the world, but it's important to start thinking about adding pitching help. I think that we have good depth right now, but how many more injuries before we should add another starter? And I think a legit Mets trade target should be Sandy Alcantara. Coming off the injury, he should be at a slightly lower price and is cheaper and is signed long compared to a guy like Dylan Cease. Sandy looked good against the Mets in spring training, and he hasn't been a name I've heard talked a lot about. I think he's an incredible pitcher. How in a six-man rotation, he could throw six or more innings almost every outing. Remember last year when Seve threw that complete game, ironically, the only game I went to last year, and it was huge, a huge deal. Sandy did that routinely. If the Mets find themselves in a place where they need to add, I think Sandy is the answer because the contract is more reasonable and the prospects they gave up to get a deal done. That's from Charlie. I think that Sandy Alcantara, if made available, and right now he is not available, and I have said this before, I would be stunned if the Marlins traded him prior to him re-enhancing his value by going out there, pitching every 5 days, and proving he's healthy. Like, he needs to do that. So I do not believe that they would trade him until he's healthy, until he proves he's the Cy Young guy he was a couple of years ago. But you mentioned the contract. Sandy is due to make this season at age 29, $17.3 million. He is due to make next year at age 30, $17.3 million. And then there's a club option at $21 million. So he is signed essentially to a three-year contract in which he is making about $60 million. That is a steal. And because of that steal, and because he's got 2 years of team control after this year, I believe that the New York Mets will go balls to the wall to trade for Sandy Alcantara. I believe that they will give up the necessary ask that the Marlins will ask for. And I would predict to you that I think that they're the leaders in the clubhouse. Now, that may sound crazy, but I think because every other team that may be bidding on Sandy, and a lot of teams would. I mean, the Mets aren't going to be the only one. The Yankees certainly better be a team that's going to, with the news around Gerrit Cole being lost for this year and parts of next year. And it's such a reasonable contract. It's a very reasonable deal, and it's at age 29, 30, and 31. So there'll be a lot of teams going after him, but I think a lot of those other teams would also go after Dylan Cease, would also go after a starting pitching rental. And because David Stearns has shown that, hey, we really don't want to give a long-term deal to a guy in his 30s. You have a chance to acquire a guy who's barely going into his 30s, and you have him on a three-year deal. And who knows? You could possibly even try to work out an extension with Sandy sooner rather than later, because if you're Sandy Alcantara, and you may be asking, come on, why would he ever work out an extension? Because he's going to go in a free agency at the age of 32. Not exactly ideal. Whereas of now, you could say, you know what, we'll take care of age 32, 33, 34, and we'll give you a big raise. And I do think David Stearns would be more willing to do that, because I think where he's going to stay away from long-term deals into his 30s is like six-year deals or seven-year deals. So I think there are great possibilities with Sandy Alcantara, which is why I think the Mets are going to go balls to the wall to get him. The Marlins have clearly shown in the past they don't care about division, so I don't think the division is an issue. The Mets have made trades with them. The Phillies made, obviously, the big trade for JT Realmuto with them a few years back, so I don't think division will be a problem. And I think that's the target. I think that is the more realistic target for the Mets in adding a pitcher than Dylan Cease's.
But question, isn't this a different management or different ownership than when, like, Realmuto got traded to the Phillies? I'm trying to think of any
that
other.
That is true. No, you're right. Everybody's different. You're right. So they could have that belief. Actually, you know what? I take that back. I'll give you a reason. They traded Jesus Luzardo to the Phillies.
Oh.
That was this past offseason. It's almost like they want to trade their players inside the division.
It feels like every team has made a big trade with the Marlins except for the Mets. I mean, unless you want to count that Piazza trade from well back in the day.
Well, we made a lot of big trades with the Marlins. It was just a long time ago. You got the Piazza trade. You got the Al Leiter trade. You got the Dennis Cook trade, which were actually separate, believe it or not. They almost felt Dennis like one. Cook. So the Mets have made their trades with the Marlins. It's been a few minutes. I think they're going to go. I think that's their target. I think that fits everything that David Stearns would want to do. And I think that when you have a collection of some pretty good prospects, now I don't know which ones you'll be more willing to trade than others, obviously. Everyone's not equal. McClain and Tong and Sproat, they're not all viewed exactly the same way. And obviously you got to kind of reach into what Miami is interested in. But I do think that Sandy is going to be a guy the Mets really, really target. But on the Marlins side, because you do have to think about them for a second, I just don't see them trading him until he really re-enhances his value. And I think the peak for Miami would be him having a big first half and trading him at the deadline. Because what you can sell, not just the Mets, but every other team in baseball, including small market teams. Take the Pirates as an example. Let's say the Pirates get off, or the Reds get off to a good start. They may never pay Sandy the big time money, but you would be able to acquire him for this season post-deadline and then have them under team control for two more years, which is great. Or you could even say, I'll take him for this deadline next year, and then I'll trade him a year before free agency. So I think if you're the Marlins, you're smart to deal him at this trade deadline just because you could get everybody involved. It wouldn't be a small pool of teams that would be involved. You can get a lot of teams involved. So, but look, Sandy's got to pitch well. That's the other thing. Like, he's got to go out and remind everybody of his former Cy Young self. He does that, I think the Marlins will be able to go bank. And then I'll tell you right now, I've been a prospect hugger over the last few months here on the Rico, or at least the last few years on the Rico. I think there are certain players where you say, no, I go for it. My fear with Dylan Cease is that he's a free agent at the end of the year, and I think he's going to get a 6-7 year deal. And he's not getting it from Stearns. So I don't have the stomach to take Jet Williams and send him on his way for a year of Dylan Cease. Do I have the stomach to do that when I'm getting 2.5 years plus more of Sandy Alcantara? Yes, I do. It's a very different discussion. So maybe it's my heart speaking, but I'm also trying to use my brain here. I think that is going to be a name we talk a lot about on the Rico Brogan. I do. I think we'll talk about that name quite a bit. Now, the Mets could solve this by just pitching great. Let Griffin Canning be a Cy Young finalist, and we won't talk about Sandy Alcantara.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, We can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.